Working from home or back in the office? Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, thank you, Doctor.
What was your first name?
Jay.
No, the doctor.
Dr. Malfi Hood.
Malfi Hood. Yes. Dr. Malfi Hood.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Malfi Hood. Thank you, Jonathan Hood, my great partner, Danny, Jeff, JR. I'm Cap. We're back 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Albert Breer.
Albert Breer was outstanding. Get your kid to the bus on time because it's never a child's fault. My God.
Well, when the kid's seven, Danny's kind of right. I mean, a seven-year-old, you got to stay on top of a seven-year-old a little bit still. Seven-year-old boys, they get distracted.
Sports bettors, want to get in on the original sports betting action? Watch and wager on horse races from across the country. I do it every weekend with my son Brett with the Club Hawthorne app. Great odds in every race. Betting in just a few easy clicks. Live stream races. Download the app or bet online at clubhawthorne.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800. Gamble.
Carmen Yurko. Bop, 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 bop.
Gentlemen.
What's up, fellas?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What an hour. What a show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good to see Lemmy from Motorhead here. Good to see Lemmy here.
I thought he was Blackjack Lonzer or Blackjack Mulligan.
That's a good picture.
Right. Lemmy
That's
is
good.
God.
That's good. You remember Blackjack Lonzer and Blackjack Mulligan?
I remember Blackjack Mulligan. I don't remember the other Blackjack.
That was his brother.
I remember Blackjack McDowell.
McDowell.
So tell me about your treatment here for those that cannot see you on Twitch. These long sideburns
attached
to the mustache, but no chin hair.
I went with the Ambrose Burnside, the General Burnside, the former governor of Rhode Island. I'm going with the General Burnside look for today.
And it does give you some grit, though.
Yeah.
Jim Boylan would be happy.
Jim Boylan would be happy.
You got some
a little
grit,
sandpaper,
though.
A little grit. And then tomorrow, more of the beard. The beard's coming off. It's been a three-month run, but the beard is... We're into March. It's almost springtime, and so the beard's going to come off. And I think I'll just do it piece by piece. And I like getting the reaction. I mean, I walked in earlier today. I walked into the studio about 8 o'clock this morning, 8:15 maybe.
Lunatic.
And I walked in by Danny and by Meller, and I took my mask off. And Meller looked at me, and he just shook his head, and he said, "What the are you doing?" And I like getting the reaction. So we'll see. Tomorrow, maybe it'll just be a mustache, maybe just some chops. I don't know.
You know, if you do this deep dive of your family tree, someone looks like that.
Probably.
Of course, the 1800s, of course.
Yes, exactly. You go back 1800s, some village in Italy, there's some weird facial hair, I'm sure, on one of those relatives.
It's an old black and white film, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
A young Carmen DeFalco.
Norm MacDonald has a funny... I love Norm MacDonald. He's got a funny bit where he talks about when you know, your ancestors, they all... You know, the men from the 1800s, they all had one photo. There was one photograph, and they all looked like this. There was one photo. Every man had one picture of himself.
That was it.
It hanging up, and that was it. Yeah, and he had goofy facial hair and a suit on in 110 degree weather in the desert. A button to the very top with some crazy tie and a hat. And
why did the uncle? Why did the uncle always wear the wool suit in the summer?
In the summer, you imagine
with the tie all the way up to the neck,
pants.
It was the look. I mean, you only put your suit on every once in a while. And when you did, you wanted it to look good.
Remember, people used to dress up to fly?
You dressed to fly? You dressed to go to a ball game? I mean...
I still do that.
The world's different. No,
You don't.
You put on your best to fly?
Like slacks.
Do you?
Comfortable shoes.
Wow.
I'm flying tomorrow. I mean, I'm in a warm-up.
Me too. I usually wear like sweatpants and
Sergio
stuff.
Sergio Tacchini.
I want to be comfortable. Sergio
put
Tacchini's.
Those on, yeah.
But not like in a full suit. Actually, if you're going to turn the clock all the way back, it's just like, you know, when Dad would come to the table with a full suit and have dinner.
Yeah, right.
With a tie.
Tie
like
on.
Marshall.
Yes. Yeah.
Like a little martini in his hand. Yeah. Never happened.
What a crazy.
Ever.
No.
In the Yurkovich household.
No. It's more of a 1940s, 50s deal.
Yeah.
When Dad would come home from the plant or come home for wherever, and he'd have a full suit on at the dinner table.
Yeah. If they were white-collar workers, you'd come home and I guess you'd eat in your suit, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you'd see like on... what was the one with...
My Three Sons or stuff like that, old shows like that?
Father Knows Best.
No, Dick Van Dyke Show.
The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Eddie's Father.
That's right.
Eddie have gambling problems.
Courtship of Eddie's Father. Well, give
Dick
me the...
Van Dyke Show.
I mean, have the paper. Yeah, have the paper ready.
Is that Bill Bixby?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Eddie is going to go to sleep now.
Can you believe that that was...
Make sure the kid's asleep. You know, I've got a big meeting tomorrow.
Bring me my dirty martini in the newspaper. And...
I don't know. I'd like to gamble on the Chicago Bulls 5-6. I don't think your dad would like that. People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's the one. Outstanding.
Phenomenal.
It's good. It's good television, New York.
Back in the day, baby. I used to love it, man. Mine were the cartoons, though, on Channel 44.
Yeah. So, Yerk, I promised on Twitter you didn't respond to me. Carm did.
You promised what Twitter?
Devin Hester tweeted a picture of Russell Wilson in a Bears uniform.
He must be bored.
And said, I'm coming to the first five home games. It's happening, or however he phrased it.
I don't think he even phrased it that way. I think people misunderstood what Devin was saying. People are thinking that Devin Hester's got some sort of inside info.
And I said, if you're accurate, Devin... At Yurko 64, will champion your cause for the Hall of Fame.
I mean, we'll drive the bus there. There ain't no problem.
If he can get that done.
If someone misunderstood what Devin Hester was saying, that's a first.
If the Bears get Russell Wilson, great for the Chicago Bears. I'm not going to be the guy saying Devin Hester belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Devin gets it done for him.
And the Marshall Goldberg news this morning.
Who the hell is Marshall Goldberg?
He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I believe.
I have no idea.
He was number 99 for the Chicago Cardinals. He's long deceased. And
I've never heard of Marshall Goldberg.
His family was reached this morning, his daughter, by TMZ. And they said, hey, J.J. Watt just signed with Arizona. Your dad's number is retired. Would you bless it to allow us to unretire the number? And she said, my dad would be honored to have J.J. Watt wear his number. So let's reach out to the Nagurski family.
Sure.
Get them to say, number three, Russell can wear it.
Ain't no thing.
Come on.
I mean, didn't the White Sox have to do that when Vizquel was here? Didn't they unretire Aparicio's number so that Vizquel could wear it? I thought they did.
Was that number 11?
Number 11. Am I misremembering that, or I don't know?
How about that?
Yeah. So there's some precedent for that.
I know. I think the Nagurskis would do it for a price.
Well, that's what Yurko says. Yes. I'd be happy to give you the number, Reggie, but, you know, not for nothing. You got to wet my beak a little bit.
Yeah, this is Janice Nagurski. What do you think?
Use 1983 Rolex. That's what I got.
Well, at least it's something.
It was something.
Sweat my beak.
I had to put an extra link in it. They go, well, we don't make that in 14-karat gold anymore. All of a sudden, the light bulb went off.
Yeah. I said, wait a minute. Yeah, this is a used Rolex.
We haven't seen that kind of box in a long time here at the jewelry store.
It's awesome.
I'm like, oh, my. I said, why don't you go ahead and date that for me off the serial number? That's when they let me know. Boy, I
Reggie.
Could move that thing.
Unreal. Unbelievable.
Thank you, Reggie.
Here's a used Rolex.
I turned it into cash, $2,500.
Well, that's pretty good. So you got something out of it.
The great Joe Sims, offensive tackle, number 68.
Did you tell him?
He purchased it off me, and he changed the bezel, and he changed the face on it. Made it different. It was, I got it. It was blue. He changed it to black.
So you told him, hey, listen, it's used. But he gave you $2,500? Yeah, that's not bad. It's like 1994 cash. That's good cash.
That's probably $7,000-$8,000 today.
Come on. 93. Think about that.
How about that?
So Yurko got a little something out of it. He wasn't just giving it up.
I got a deal on it. You know, it wasn't quite what I thought, but yeah, he told me he was going to give me a Ferrari at the press conference. Yurko, I'll get you a Ferrari.
Boy, that would have been nice, huh?
So he ended up getting me the Volkswagen of Rolex.
Yes, he kind of did.
Not the Ferrari of Rolex. I got the Volkswagen.
That's true.
It's all right. I'm not complaining. Like I said, I turned it into money.
Awesome.
Reggie asked me one time. He goes, how come you don't wear my watch, man? And I had to tell him, okay, Yurko, you got to think of a lie real quick.
This is awesome.
I gave it to my father.
That's so great.
That's what I told him. I said, I gave it to my dad because at that time, my future ex-roommate she bought me a Movado.
Right.
So I threw the Movado on. I wore the Movado. She's like, well, you're never going to wear the watch I got you. I said, don't worry. I'll handle this. Give me some time. And then the maneuvering went by, and the cash ended up in my pocket, and the watch that I wore was the watch that she bought.
This is like the Sopranos episode where Richie Aprile gives Tony the jacket, and Tony thinks it's hideous, and he gives it away.
Yeah.
Remember, to the maid's husband? And then Richie sees it, and he goes nuts. He sees the maid's husband at Tony's house wearing the jacket, and Richie Aprile loses his mind.
He's nuts.
And that's the same thing happened to Yurko. David Chase could have taken the story from Yurko.
Which one was better, though? When he got the painting of him on the horse?
Oh, that's phenomenal. Paulie had the painting on the horse. Phenomenal.
And then they killed the horse, right? For the insurance money.
Yes, it's Ralphie did.
Yeah, and he was living.
It pops up in my Instagram timeline. Somebody sells those prints of you. Like, you can buy that painting, sort of like you can buy the Kramer from Seinfeld, famous one.
Yeah.
Somebody's got that painting of Tony you know, the general holding the horse like Paulie had. I want to buy that painting and put it in the basement.
Be funny.
It's fabulous.
Hilarious.
You can.
I see it on my, it pops up in my feed. I must have been watching The Sopranos.
Right.
And then sure enough, every damn device we have is monitoring us and listening. And so it pops up in my Instagram feed.
Isn't that something?
You gotta buy it next time.
Scary. You know how that works. I mean, you're just you might say something to Karen about it, or you're just having a conversation. All of a sudden, it just pops up.
Like, dude, it's scary.
I wasn't looking that up.
I know it's scary.
You have a, what's the chick's name? On the
Siri?
Yes, that's Siri. The other one.
Alexa.
If you have an Alexa at home, it listens to every conversation you have. Everything you have.
It's scary.
If you tell the wife she looks hot.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Karen, you look hot.
I tell her that all the time.
Right. That's coming from Alexa soon.
Jeff, you got to bring up you got to bring up Yurko a little bit. He's in the Boomer Esiason mode right now.
I'm in. He doesn't have
headphones that work over there.
He's in the Boomer Esiason
mode. I've got headphones that work, Carm. Unfortunately,
the jack
here doesn't work.
Right, that's what I meant.
Len is here today.
We can get Len's here.
Lenny's got a bunch of fires.
Esiason does his show from way back here, and you get the producer riding the mic just to make sure. Like, he does it from way back here. He doesn't want to touch the mic.
Is that in the morning show?
Yeah.
Yes. Boomer and Geo.
Yeah. It's like a million miles away, but still picks up really good. The sound man right on top of it. Oh, got you, Boomer. Don't worry about it.
Got you, Boomer. I'll ride the levels.
Got the best in the business on the other side of the glass right here.
That's right.
This guy's working 20. He's got 24 channels working right now.
Carm, we got a pick on the game tonight, Michigan-Illinois.
You know,
Illinois getting eight.
I know, because without Io, it's hard to know. I don't think there's anything definitive. My guess is Io does not play.
He is not going to play. I was told.
Okay,
he may not play until the
tournament, right?
The NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I think you might be right, Hoodie.
I don't know, but again, recuperative powers from a young guy, you never know. He won't play in the regular season for sure.
They're going to put that mask on at some point. He's probably going to have to play with that.
Not playing the Big Ten tournament then, too, right?
Right, that's what it could be. So without Io, it's not really a game I want to talk. Like, I'm sort of, I look at Illinois getting 7.5, 8. I'm like, man, that's.
Does that affect their number one
seed? I'd like to take that, but without Io, I don't know. Michigan is so good right now. I am so impressed with Michigan the last couple of weeks.
Juwan has that thing rolling.
They are really
good. And as Hoodie said, they put a staff together of veterans. Howard Eisley and Phil Martelli.
Yeah. Like, that's big time. No wonder they're so good. He's always gotten
compliments on his staff.
Yes, he has. So I'll probably stay away. By the way, the Rockets.
Thank you for the analysis.
You're welcome.
There's no reason.
Juwan always gets complimented.
Hold on a second. No need for the drop in there. There was no need for the drop.
I don't know. It was pretty good.
I was going for the double intended.
It was pretty good.
No need.
By the way, the Houston home trend continues.
I pointed it out to Clark.
It is now, I think, 12-0-1 in the last 13 Rockets home games that the under has hit. It hit again last night. Remember, Cap told us last week when the Bulls were down there. So I believe now it's 12-0-1. There hasn't been an over at a Houston Rockets game in Houston since New Year's Eve was the last time a game went over.
When do they play again?
At home, let's look.
So here's what's interesting about the Rockets.
We got to keep playing until the trend ends.
Ride it. The trend is your friend, as you tell us.
The Rockets are still running the same offense they had last year, right?
Calvin Murphy.
Threes and layups, right? But they don't have the shooters
to
run anymore.
See, that's the players running anymore.
And by the way, Oladipo turned down the 2-year deal.
I saw that.
That guy's so full of himself.
Boy, think of the athletes in the last 6 months who are running out of that city.
I know, right? You said it's a sinking
Harden,
ship.
Harden, Westbrook,
Deshaun Watson,
wants out.
J.J. Watt.
Who else?
Hopkins,
George Springer.
Yep,
George Springer.
Garrett Cole he was a year and a half ago.
Those guys were traded though too. I mean, or no, Cole was.
They were both free agents. Cole chose to leave.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to pay what the Yankees are going to pay.
It's just a lot of big names
Toronto's
leaving there.
Pay. Yeah, I know.
Crazy. I'm
trying to see when the Rockets play at home.
You want the Atlanta job, by the way? The Hawks job?
Pass. Hard pass.
You sure?
Although you get to coach Trey, I mean.
Well, that's the problem. Did you hear the story? Well, no, you didn't hear. I was reaching out to someone from Atlanta yesterday, to find out that Lloyd Pierce was fired, right?
Yeah.
And so tell me if this is okay in the NBA. 11 blown fourth quarter lead. That's why you ride the Atlanta Hawks, especially on the road. Trey hated his head coach.
Hated.
Liked screaming. It was like screaming matches at practices between Pierce and Trey. GM hired Nate McMillan to be the bench coach, even though Pierce didn't ask for Nate to be on the team.
Well, that's the coach in waiting when they hire Nate McMillan.
Right. But I mean, but Pierce already had his assistants in place. The GM says, now are you going to put Nate on your bench too?
That was never a good situation for Lloyd.
Although they only named him interim.
Yeah, but still, you'd have to imagine.
He had a press conference 2 years, and 2 hours later, he was fired. Yesterday.
Yeah, they let him go on the road, meet the media, and then fired him.
Tough business,
but
boys.
NBA, I was telling Hoodie, NBA radio I was listening to on satellite over the weekend, and one of the analysts said, Trae Young, I guess Lloyd Pierce wanted him to drive the ball and attack the basket, and so he refused, and he wasn't getting to the line at all. And Lloyd Pierce left. Did his wife have a baby? Or there was?
Yep.
I think his wife had a baby. He missed two games. Both games, Trae Young takes it to the basket when Lloyd Pierce isn't there. As soon as he comes back, same deal.
I don't know.
Boom, you're out of here.
Players have a lot of power.
They do in that league.
They have power, but my God, man.
I know.
What's Trae Young won?
Nothing. And I don't know that Trae Young will. I mean, he's a fun player to watch, but
I don't know if you win with him.
No, I don't think so. That's not the player I'm building.
Like we'll see, but like at this point in time, no, right?
No, so yeah. He's too small. I mean, we know. We've talked about guys like that. He's too small.
We'll let you guys go.
All right, boys.
Yurka's got
Isaiah was small.
Yeah, Isaiah's an outlier, though.
I've always said
greatest players
Tiny
ever.
Archibald yeah. was small.
I understand.
But Tiny, you weren't building championships around Tiny
the drop-ins. The drop-ins are just five words or less.
Yes.
I mean, it's an economy of words.
Brevity.
Yes. Brevity. Isaiah is the outlier. I agree. Yeah. But we've always said that.
I'm going to do that.
I saw Isaiah in high school.
Isaiah that was the insane. Outlier.
Allen Iverson.
Never won.
Again, five or less.
Came close.
I saw Iverson play in the pros.
He was great.
Five.
I'd pay money to see Iverson play.
Yeah, me too. He was great.
Yeah.
I saw Iverson.
I'd pay Iverson. I'd pay to see Iverson.
Seven.
Play.
It's close.
One of the few. Him, MJF, and Bogarić.
Dalibor?
All right.
Dalibor.
Hang up on
All
yourself.
All right. That's it.
Bye. All right. We're out of here. Have a great show. Waddle and Sylvie at 2. Oh, Greeny at noon. Waddle and Sylvie at 2. Black and Abdallah at 6. Go Illini. Have a great day.
Take that.
Take that. Hoodie, I'll see you in the morning.
Take that.
All right. See ya. Love you, Sylvie.
Carmen and Yurko.
Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
On ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
As we've discussed many times so far this fall and winter, the Bulls are a more fun team to watch than they have been in quite some time. But their deficiencies and some of their shortcomings are on display in their last two losses against quality teams from the Western Conference. I will say that. The way they lost to the Suns on Friday night with a horrific horrific fourth quarter, and the way they came up short the fourth quarter last night against Jokic and the Nuggets is, I think, all the proof you need that there's still work to be done on this young roster. And probably the two most important things are point guard and some size, because they got destroyed inside last night no matter what they tried to do against Jokic. In fairness, the Joker's one of the three favorites for MVP in this league right now, and he's one of the best players in the league. But I still think it is problematic. And it's some of the things that AK and Billy Donovan and Mark Eversley and this entire organization has to go to work on fixing. More depth inside, a little bit more size inside, and who is going to be your playmaking point guard? Because Kobe can score a little bit, and you know, because of that, he's going to have a place and a role in this league, but I'm not sure Kobe White is a starting point guard on a great team in this league. So while they're fun and enjoyable, just a couple of examples that there is work to be done.
I've got a couple questions for you.
Yes, sir. It's Carmen and Yurko, by the way. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Welcome aboard,
Let's
guys.
Let's do it.
I was told that the game can't be played with a big man.
No, I don't think that's
true. That the game has changed, that it's a perimeter game, it's a shot frequency game. That Denver squad looked to me a little bit more old school basketball. Am I correct or am I wrong? Or did what I see yesterday befuddle?
Jokic is an amazing sort of he's more of the exception, I think, than the rule right now. Look, Jokic still takes four threes a game. I mean, you know,
he was 0-for-3 yesterday.
Yeah, from distance. Yeah, nobody, I bet you he's above 35% for his career from distance. Probably takes three or four threes a game. I mean, he can go out there and play out there. He's a different animal.
He's 17 of 22 from the field, or 17 of 25 from the field yesterday from two-pointers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
17 of 28 overall.
He's probably got the best mid-range percentage in the NBA, if I had to guess.
For his career, he's a just under 35%.
All right.
34.6.
He's close. But I figured he might be a little bit over.
This year, he's hitting 41% of his threes.
How about that?
On a career high, almost four attempts.
Okay, so he takes about four. He's hitting about 40% this year. He's a different animal, man. And this guy is, I almost think he's past Damian Lillard as the game's most underappreciated player. I don't think casual fans know one diddly about what Nikola Jokic is doing in Denver.
No, I'm a fan of his.
Oh,
I like what I see.
I mean, please.
I like what I see. But as I look at it, when I see him, he looks unathletic.
Yeah. Waddle says he looks like a block of cheese.
He looks slow. He looks like he's going nowhere.
How does he do it?
I think that's my point.
I don't know.
It's my point. He creates space with his size.
Yeah, he does.
And that's the one benefit he has. He's amphibious. He can go up with the right. He can go up with the left. You saw that in the fourth quarter, the way he's able to do that.
Ambidextrous, too.
Yes. And wonderful. Nobody could stop him. WCW. If you needed to ask yourself,
Why do you call him WCW?
Isn't it Wendell Carter Williams?
It's Wendell Carter Jr.
Yeah, whatever. I call him WCW, all right?
WCW.
So, either way, Carm, WCW, if you ask what does he bring to the team, the answer is nothing. Nothing. If you can't defend him in the middle.
He's not a five.
And Carter doesn't have a three-point game, right?
No, which is, you know, they said coming out of Duke that he might and that he took about, I looked up the stats because I remember hearing that about, oh, he can shoot from three. He took what? Now, this is such a small sample. He played 1 year, 37 games, I want to say, his freshman year at Duke. He took 1.2 threes per game in college. That's nothing. He did hit 41% of them. In the pros, Yurko, he's taking 0.7 three-pointers per game and he makes 22% of them. That's not good.
I think the point is, if there's somebody that you should be able to guard, it should be this guy. You know, Thaddeus Young, they switched on him, and with his quickness and his ability, he had a tendency to frustrate a little bit. If Jokic was bogged down at all, it was in the third quarter a little bit.
Yeah.
Where that little two-man game that they were playing with him and another wasn't quite working. It wasn't quite meshing. The balls were getting stolen. They were getting tipped away. I think that was the only area of frustration that they had all night, but it couldn't be done on a consistent basis. He drew three straight fouls on one possession, Jokic did. Three straight fouls on one possession.
They just didn't call two of them?
They called all three, Carm. They were quick.
Instantaneously. Non-shooting fouls.
Yeah, non-shooting fouls. Over. They were trying to physically manhandle them.
And they couldn't do it.
No. I mean, if he can't guard Jokic, what does he bring to the table?
And like, this might not be fair necessarily, but hey, these are the pros. So
he couldn't
do it against Embiid either. Now, again, we're talking about like Embiid and Jokic are 2 and 3 in the MVP race. And you pointed out
he's not a five.
No, and I think that's the problem.
Okay.
Now, can you make him a stretch four? Not shooting 22% on threes.
No.
I remember hearing when he came out of Duke, oh no, he's comfortable. He did it at Duke. He shot some threes. He shot 1.2 threes per game. He's comfortable going out there. He hasn't been comfortable. And when he does, it doesn't look good. And the numbers will tell you that. He hasn't done it a lot. Can they get him to be some sort of an athletic, stretchy kind of four that takes the pressure off him having to guard the guys like Embiid or Gobert or Jokic in this league? Yeah, that's not – he can't do that. And so much so that you're right. They had to put Thaddeus Young on him. Thaddeus Young is giving up – 4 inches?
Yes.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
They tried Luke Kornet, for crying out loud. Yeah. Let's dust him off, dust him out of mothballs. Let's try Luke Kornet. They tried just about everything, and they had no answer, just like when they played the Sixers and Embiid popped for 50. That's a problem that they're going to have to figure out and they're going to have to address at some point. This is still a game about size. I know what you mean, Yurk. I mean, yeah, the game's changed tremendously. There aren't many guys who throw it in the post, play with their back to the basket. But even Jokic is different than that. He can be physical, bump and bang, and score with anybody down there. But that guy, they put him all over the floor. They can give him the ball on the elbow. They can give him the ball at the top of the key. They can run him into the pinch post. He brings the ball up court sometimes. They can do everything with him. Everything, which is... Even though he's a big guy, and you might say, well, he's like your old school traditional center. Not really. This guy's different. We use the word unicorn way too liberally, probably. He's one of them. I think we say it about this guy's unicorn. Well, if they're unicorn, you really got to be a unicorn. There aren't that many. He's one of them. I'm telling you, like, that guy's
like
a unicorn.
He's moving.
It's amazing.
He looks like he's laboring on the court the whole time. I half expected him to drop over, and somebody's going to have to bring the paddles out to resuscitate him.
I'm telling you, Waddle nailed it. Like, two seasons ago, Waddle said, he looks like a block of cheese. That's a, how the hell does he do it?
But the thing is, it's, you know, he's a credit amazing. To Denver. And
absolutely.
You know what?
Maybe, and AK.
I was just going to say, this is where I have some faith in AK running the Bulls, is that they recognized how good and skilled a player is. He's a modern-day Arvydas Sabonis.
He is.
You know what I mean? Like, before Sabonis came over right. and didn't have anything left with his legs.
If Arvydas had come here in his prime, Mellor,
he would
right,
look like
exactly.
Jokic. And the Nuggets, what they do is they run everything through him. And when they're in a half-court game, specifically, like, he doesn't need to rely on speed.
It's amazing.
He can rely on his ability to pass, to shoot, to take you down into the post when he needs to.
I saw him move. I thought his feet hurt. He looked like he's walking on eggshells.
It's like the most incredible thing.
And he's trying to get in position, and he's getting kind of pushed around. He's off balance. He gets the ball in the one hand. Then the next thing you know, anything he does, it doesn't look fast, but it must be because he's getting by people.
It's incredible. The guy's got the best player efficiency rating in the NBA this season. Number one. He's number two in triple-doubles. He's number one in PER. He's eighth in points.
Well, and I think it's deceptive, too. Defenders, the pace slows down from what they're normally used to, right?
Right.
But then he gets the ball, and he's got quickness, you know, in short bursts, and defenders get lulled into this. He can't. You know, beat me off of off of the dribble if he needs to.
He's a marvel. So you can talk some Bulls with us 312-332-3776. These last couple games, a perfect example of some of the deficiencies. They've played good teams from the West, in fairness, yeah. But yeah, this isn't about moral victories anymore and being close and, you know, being there in the fourth quarter. Can you start to close out some of these games? I know Billy Donovan wants to see that. They had a horrendous fourth quarter Friday night against a good Suns team, and they didn't have a particularly good fourth quarter, especially shooting the ball beyond the arc in the fourth quarter, and they let one get away against Denver last night. 312-332-3776, plus AK talks about Zach's progression and the looming trade deadline. He hasn't talked much. You'll hear from Arturis Karnišovas coming up next.
Did you miss some Carmen and Yurko? You don't have to miss anything. Podcasts are ready on the ESPN Chicago app.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Hey, Yurk, you know what we got today at 2? White Sox baseball, baby. White Sox on the air again. Len, DJ, Connor McKnight, our second spring training broadcast.
That's right. As the White Sox are hosting the Texas Rangers in Glendale. Babe.
That's right. Yeah.
2 p.m.
2 p.m. today.
2 p.m. is when this thing starts,
and then,
right?
You know, the games are six inning right now, and then so it'll go.
I think the first two are six, and then they might go.
Oh, are they up in this one?
No, this is six. This is still six. I think six, though, and then I said six.
You said six?
And then they'll.
My family and I are looking for six.
I don't know if you mentioned, you can also stream this on the app as well. So.
Yeah, you can stream on the app. You can hear the game here today. And then right when the Sox are over in Glendale, Waddle and Sylvie will be on the air, and then Bleck and Abdallah after that tonight. So,
right.
Wonderful. Great day of programming, as
and then
always.
We have another game on Sunday.
We do.
With the Sox. And then another exciting thing this weekend, it's not as exciting as it used to be, but Duke, North Carolina.
Yeah, it's not as exciting as it used to be. Lenardi's got Duke as one of the first four out as of right now. So,
right. North Carolina's in, though. I see him with odds, right?
North Carolina, I think, is
They had
Carolina?
A bad loss last night to Syracuse.
You know, I should look and see if what Lenardi had on that year, because I was looking at his rankings.
They had North Carolina at, like, 40-1 odds.
Okay.
Which would have put him, like, as the 16th favorite team or the 18th favorite team.
Yeah, so. Duke's still got some work to do.
Duke's got work to do, kid.
We'll get out to the phones, take some
Indiana
Bulls calls.
Indiana is one of the first four outs as well, I believe.
Yeah. Yes, that's correct. We'll get out and take some Bulls calls in a second. I want to play a couple of AK cuts. He didn't talk too much, but the Bulls executive vice president of basketball operations addressed the media yesterday. His old team in town. Like, as Mellor pointed out, I mean, you talk about an organization that found a gem in the second round. That's why you don't trade second round picks. There was a time in this league when second round picks didn't hit very often. When I covered the league 20 years ago, 30 years ago, Yerk, second round picks didn't hit very often. Games changed. Too much offense, games played faster, too many guys can shoot. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It's just, you find too many kids in Europe grow up and they're playing more developed, better basketball than they ever have. Too many guys can shoot the ball. You don't trade them because they hit now more than ever.
In Europe, they demand that you be able to handle the basketball and you be able to shoot the basketball.
I think he was the 41st pick, Yurko. He might be the third best player in the league. He was the 41st pick of the draft, I believe. It's incredible. Here's AK talking about Zach LaVine. Has Zach proved that he's a franchise cornerstone type player?
I mean, he's deserving right now. His accolades and and made an all-star game, and we're really proud of him. We constantly in games, because of his play. So he's been establishing himself as a, leader of this team, and, we've improved dramatically because he's impacting winning, So that's why I think is for the, besides his numbers of 29, 5, and 5, which are amazing, he's also impacting winning, and that's why this team is, fighting for a playoff spot.
How about AK saying twice there that his improved play is impacting winning? Like, that's probably the best compliment Zach can hear right now, right?
Absolutely.
And it makes you think that they do believe they can kind of still find another piece that's a great player and surround him with Zach and be a very competitive team. So I don't think, and I read Casey Johnson had written that other executives around the league are operating under the assumption that Zach is off limits. Now, you can call AK and talk about players. Here's AK talking about the looming trade deadline. It's a couple of weeks away. Will they look to trade players with high stock right now?
I mean, I never look, at players as trade commodities. I mean, right now we, like I said, focus on winning games because that's, the separation between fourth and tenth place is a game and a half. So this group is doing pretty well, and hopefully, like I said, we can get Lowry back and OP and see what we can do with this team. And had a pretty good month in February with the winning record. So we'll see what we can do. And, when trade deadline comes, like I said, I think now 12 or 13 teams are in the East. So I just think that to improve, and like you said, there's not going to be a lot of sellers. So I think we're just going to focus on our guys and how to get them better.
All right. So it doesn't sound like a guy that's going to be very active, but that could change. We know that. I don't think this will happen. But what if a team that's, thinks it's really good, maybe has an injury or looking for one other versatile bench player like Thaddeus Young and says, okay, we're going to be picking in the 20s. We'll give you a first round pick.
Well,
I don't think that'll happen.
Banged up?
I'd have to think real quick off time.
Brooklyn Nets have got guys banged up.
Brooklyn, but I think Brooklyn by and large feels pretty good. Like, dude, look at the way, as long as their guys stay healthy,
yeah. Yes.
Look at the way Harden's playing. My God.
All right, but Irving and Durant have both been down with injuries.
Yeah, Kyrie's back. The Lakers have some injuries right now, obviously. They got Schroeder back. You got to look around and see. Maybe something happens and a team feels like they're a little desperate. I don't think that'll happen. But maybe somebody makes an offer that you don't want
to
pass up.
Is Philly looking to get stronger?
Could be.
I mean, yeah, some of the questions I've got to ask myself.
Dad Young's been in Philly before. Could go back home.
Or teams that maybe you slip down, you go to four or five seats, see if they want to get stronger.
Yeah, I mean, what's somebody willing to give you for Thaddeus? I mean, that's probably their best trading chip right now, right? I mean, he's played unbelievable. He really has been. He's found the fountain of youth all of a sudden. He seems energized and invigorated and just...
He looks like he would fit in well with Philly. If you want to look at
He's been a Sixer, right?
I think so, yeah.
Been a Sixer. Yeah, but could be.
You look at what they need and what teams that could really use him.
Philly's an interesting
one. Teams that might still have assets available to trade.
And Philly picking late with assets, could they say, we'll give you one of our... I don't know that that's going to happen, but hey, then you start to listen. And AK, it might change his mind.
Tyrese Maxey, who was their first pick, looked good at times this year.
That's
so
true.
There's a good young player who they might be willing to trade away if you offered that young.
All right, we will take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll take some of your Bulls calls. I know if you guys want to chat about some of the Bulls' issues, Zach LaVine, Wendell Carter, other stuff like that, 312-332-3776. That's the number. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back. This hour of the show is brought to you by Manscaped. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the perfect tool for a safe and satisfying Manscaped job. Get 20% off and free shipping with the discount code Chicago.
Bold move by you, Carm, using the lawnmower on just your chin this morning.
Yep, just the chin.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm having some fun with the facial hair today just to mess with the guys. The beard's coming off. It's been since Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving was the last time I shaved. So, I don't have a really good beard trimmer. I got my lawnmower. I have the lawnmower 2.0 for Manscaped. I need to get the 3.0. And then I have like a Philips Norelco that I usually kind of trim up when I let my facial hair grow out a little bit. But I don't have like a wall beard trimmer.
You need a guard on.
Yeah, and I like to keep it nice and manicure it properly with the different length of guard.
Right.
So I'm just kind of getting sick of it. It's getting a little unsightly in spots.
What needs to happen is like your lawn. You got to have a thatching process.
Yeah.
And
without
the proper tool, the thatch, then you're going to have what they call an unkept beard.
Yurko's right.
And it's going to cause problems and irritate the hell out of you.
And so I'm just going to get rid of it. So today I'm just going with the general, Ambrose Burnside here. Ooh. My buddy Nick Nagley from Whiskey Acres was my inspiration because, he grows great facial hair. And when quarantine started last year, he went like all the way, I think, through the spring and summer growing out his beard. And he's got a big, thick beard. And then in the fall, he went with the general Burnside. So I'm just doing that for today. Miller's reaction was priceless.
Will you and the boys be recreating the Battle of Fredericksburg or Antietam later today?
Antietam, I believe, is what we're going to do later. We're going to go out and we're going to reenact.
Did you use an oil on your beard?
I used a conditioner, yes.
Like a shampoo conditioner? I'm talking about beard oil.
No, what I did use was a beard conditioner in the shower. And then afterwards, I had like a balm. It was Duke Cannon brand balm that Duke I would Cannon. Rub in the beard. Yeah, great scent.
You
bet. Yeah. JR's beard, J.R. Strauss's beard is, come in here real quick, J.R.
And let's do a side by side. Anybody on Twitch has to look at Carm today because.
So go to twitch.tv, download the Twitch app.
People want to know if Yurko can grow a beard and will he grow a beard?
Of course he can. Yurko can, but
why? Why would I grow a beard?
Look at JR's beard. You can take the mask off for 2 seconds. Go ahead.
Looks like Letterman.
He does. He looks like Letterman.
Twitch.tv,
download the Twitch app and search ESPN 1000 Chicago. And yes, you could see my my style for today. Tomorrow I might just go chops or just mustache.
If I see the fruit of my loins today, which is Nico, if I see him, he has got a formidable
Nico beard. Can grow some good facial hair. And he's never been, I don't see the boys much anymore, but like Nico's never been afraid to just experiment and get crazy. Yeah. Like chops or
just
a big goatee.
Hair, whatever he wants.
Yeah, whatever. Like he doesn't mind getting crazy with it.
You popped in the studio this morning. I had my head down during Cap and Jay Hood, and you usually pop in during one of the breaks. And you were just sidling up next to me for probably 30 seconds, started talking about the show today. And then I looked up. And I was just like, what the hell is going on?
He did a double take.
I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah. It's on Twitter. You can see it on Twitch right now, too. George is in Old Town. What's up, George?
Well, I've been watching these Bulls games, the last three games. They played great for three quarters, but what I don't see is some closing strategy where the ball should be in Levine's hand and Williams' hand and maybe Markkanen when he comes back, and they should be creating or shooting and slowing it down if they don't have the fast break. They're too helter-skelter in the fourth quarter, like they have to rush to win.
I think you're right, George. I think that goes back to like who's your playmaker in the fourth quarter that you can trust. Who can be your Chris Paul and put on a fourth quarter display like he did at the United Center last Friday night?
Three out of their eight made three-pointers came in one quick stretch in the third quarter.
Right, yeah.
Where they got back into that game, it's because they were hitting wide-open three-pointers.
Yeah.
No, if Levine's going to go one of eight,
yeah,
you're going to have a little bit of a problem because the ball's in his hand and he's not making.
I think George is right, though, and they're still looking for that guy. Like, who's your creator? I mean, Kobe, I think, is going to be a scorer. He'll have a role because he can score. And Kobe, like, he can turn the corner and get to the basket. Like, Kobe's got offensive skill, but I don't think he's a natural playmaker or point guard.
And in the third, they created some second-chance buckets.
Yeah.
Which was great for the Bulls that they did not get in the fourth quarter.
You know what the beauty of live betting is?
What?
Is when I was waiting because I knew the Bulls were going to take the lead. So I waited for the Bulls to take the lead by 4 points.
And then
Nuggets popped up plus 135. I'm like, bam.
Wow.
I'm not going to get any better than that, right?
To 135.
So, yeah, and I'm like, the Nuggets are still winning this game.
So they still covered it for a grand? Which pound it?
Yeah, right.
$20.
They still covered the spread, too.
Did they really?
Yes, they did. They were, I think the game went off at 4.5 or 5. Kevin's in Plainfield. Hey, Kev.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I was tuned into that game, too, last night. I haven't watched a lot of Bulls, I'll be honest. They kind of lost me a couple years ago. Levine took a last-second shot. It was a three-point shot when they were down by 1 point, and there was plenty of time for him to get off a better shot. That's when I stopped watching the Bulls. I started to watch more recently, and I sort of see the same things. We're down the stretch of the games. You don't see anyone they can lean on. And Levine, the past two games, he's turned it over. He's taken bad shots in the final 2 minutes of the games. I just don't know if he's the guy you can lean on, you know, in those situations. Now, he's super talented. I get that. And also, look at his – in the 6 or 7 years he's been in the league, I don't think he's ever been on a winning team. Some of that's the organization, but yeah. I think some of it's him, too. Like, I think he's a number two to another superstar. Like, that would be a great fit. But he's not your guy. He's not your superstar, I don't think.
Yeah, he's never played in the playoffs, Kevin. You're right. Some of that is the organizations, the two he's been on. And some of that the player has to wear. If you're going to be great, yeah, you can drag teams sometimes in the playoffs. Look, Zach, this is the best Zach's ever played, and Zach's still 25. I'm keeping Zach. And if he is the number two, which you're probably right, now you got to go about the business of finding that number one somehow in the next couple of years while you've got Zach still in his prime and you can pair the two of them together. He probably is more of a natural number two. Emil is in Hawthorne Woods on ESPN 1000. What's up, Emil?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up?
I'm a big Bulls fan, and I'm also a big Levine fan. I think he is a very, very good player, and he should stick around for a long time with the Bulls, and they should build around him. But I'm worried about the center position. I don't feel like we have the right players in the center position. If Wendell Carter Jr., if he gets hurt, we have nobody to really back him up. And I feel like he cannot go up against the best centers in the league as we've seen recently. And even though I like him, I don't know if he's the number one center. And what do you guys think about Andre Drummond?
Yeah, somebody on Twitter was just asking about that, Emil. I mean, look, you'd have to trade for Andre Drummond at this point and then pay him. And, as good as he can be, and he's a monster rebounder, and he'd be a better defensive player in there. I don't think I'm going down the Andre Drummond route. I think I'm going to let Eversley and AK kind of do their thing and fix it going forward with a free agent, with the draft, something like that. You know, with the draft pick, AK's shown an ability to draft and develop good players from his time in Denver into the team that they are now. He's got his fingerprints all over that organization, so... Andre Drummond's a no for me, I do agree with your points. Ultimately, I think they're looking for a five. I don't think it's Wendell. No, yeah. I don't think he's your starting five.
Can't handle.
Can you make him some sort of, like I said, a stretchy four? I don't know. They better work on that three-point shot and work on it a lot because he's a light year away from that at this point. Can he get there? Maybe, but that's a work in progress.
Jokic has got an inch on Carter. Okay, and he's got 20 pounds on Carter.
Yeah, 20, 30 pounds
maybe,
probably. Yeah.
Well, 16 pounds.
Okay.
284.
All right.
You shouldn't be able to manhandle somebody the way that you got manhandled.
You kind of got manhandled. You're right. 312-332-3776. Takes more of your Bulls calls. And, we've got this drama, this mystery happening at the radio station that just will not go away. We'll talk about it when we come back next. We return in 2 minutes.